KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have sunny skies, 66 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny today, a high of 84. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In state news, a survey of 22 of the state's largest employers indicates most of them should be growing between now and the end of the year. Georgia Van Gundy is executive director of the Iowa Business Council, which released its second quarter economic outlook survey on Thursday.
68% of our members are anticipating adding employees over the next 6 months.
The positive economic outlook is tempered by a familiar concern among the state's top employers. 84% of IBC members cite attracting, developing, and retaining a quality workforce as their primary business challenge. Van Gundy says the organization is launching an initiative called Vision to Vitality in hopes of addressing those workforce needs.
And that's going out to our communities and actually getting a community viewpoint on what are your barriers to growth, what are the best practices you have.
The first Vision to Vitality Forum is scheduled for July 17th in Boone.
We're highlighting a partnership between business and education, Boone Edge and Fairway, in which the businesses are partnering with the school district up there to have work-based learning opportunities for students so that they can learn about some of the job opportunities early on in high school, and hopefully we'll move into them after they graduate.
Two more Vision to Vitality forums are scheduled for September 11th in Muscatine and October 9th in Lamar's. In addition to the expectation of adding employees, the new IBC survey shows 90% of the members anticipate higher sales and 63% project an increase in capital spending in the next 6 months. Iowa Congressman Steve King says he's getting signals from the White House on the president's preferred path on immigration policy.
I talked to the White House about 3-4 days ago. They said, we're done with amnesty, but they're interested in going forward with rifle shots of immigration reform, which is what I've always been for. Let's set them up one bill at a time. Let's not cram them all together and confuse the American people. Let everybody see what we're doing.
King suggests with a rifle shot approach, there would be bills that address just one topic, like border wall funding in one bill, and another that addresses so-called DACA recipients who were illegally brought into the country by their parents when they were children.
If we can't move anything because all of the oxygen is sucked out of the political atmosphere by the upcoming announcement of an appointment to the impending vacancy in the Supreme Court, I guess that's all right, because that's the most important thing right now, is to get a constitutionalist seated on the court who will rule on the text and the original understanding of the Constitution and the text of the law, rather than legislate from the bench.
President Trump is scheduled to reveal his nominee for the Supreme Court vacancy Monday night. Last month, Congressman King was among the Republicans who helped to defeat two immigration bills advanced by House GOP leaders. King says the failure of those bills improves the chances for future proposals will be in line with his views.
I think they're better than I expected they would be at this point. And my major concern on immigration, the thing that has animated me on the immigration issue, and I don't think anybody out there would question whether I'm animated on that issue or not, but it's always been about restoring the respect for the rule of law.
J.D. Shulton of Sioux City, King's Democratic opponent, says it's time to modernize the country's immigration policies.
We absolutely have to have secure borders, but then beyond that, we got to have an immigration court that is functional and not months or even years behind. And then we need to have a visa program that matches our economy, and then a pathway to residency and a pathway to citizenship that should be earned.
Shulton says it's frustrating to watch the D.C. debate on this topic.
I mean, what isn't happening is something being done.
Trump tweeted Thursday that Congress should, quote, fix our insane immigration laws now. An unofficial tally shows that more than 1,500 properties in the Des Moines area were affected by weekend flooding, and authorities expect that number to increase. Officials still need to inspect many of the properties. Hundreds of residents were caught in Saturday night's storm that dumped up to 9 inches on the area and caused flash flooding. One man was killed, Larry Kotler, when he left his stranded van and was swept away by floodwaters. A map released by Polk County Emergency Management officials shows 1,501 unconfirmed reports of damaged properties in Des Moines and its suburbs. Des Moines appears to have taken the brunt to the flood, with at least 655 homes reported to have been affected. The Iowa State Patrol reports troopers issued six times more citation for texting while driving in the past year, after an all-new law allows law enforcement officers to stop drivers who are texting. This past year, troopers issued 1,131 citations for texting while driving. That's up from 182 citations the year before. John Gasper, a research scientist with the National Advanced Driving Simulator, found that it takes 2 seconds to impair a driver's safety. It usually takes 5 seconds to send or read a text. At 55 miles per hour, that is the same as driving the length of a football field with your eyes closed. The Center for Disease Control says that every day an average of 9 people are killed and more than 1,000 are injured because of a distracted driver. Teens are affected most by texting while driving. Troopers in the Iowa State Patrol have developed innovative methods for finding drivers who are texting. They take the violation seriously because it puts the texting driver at risk along with everyone else on the road who may be affected by a distracted driver. The patrol's Sergeant Nathan Ludwig says, put down your phone and focus on your driving every day and every night. Troopers are on the lookout for drivers who are texting when they should be focused on their driving. A new texting while driving law that took effect 1 year ago made texting while driving a primary offense. That means an officer can stop a driver and issue a citation for texting while driving. Before last July, it was a secondary offense, meaning that officers could only issue a citation for texting while driving if the officer stopped the driver for some other offense. From July 1st of 2016 through June 30th of 2017, there were 182 citations issued by the Iowa State Patrol for texting while driving. That same period from 2017 to June 30th of 2018, 1,131 citations, as I mentioned, were issued by the patrol. A man is being treated for suspected head injuries after the jet ski he was riding collided with a boat on a river in northeast Iowa. Brian Fancher reports from Hampton.
It happened Wednesday afternoon on the Shell Rock River about 2 miles north of Greene. Authorities say Tad Schneider of Allison got too close to a boat that was pulling someone on an inner tube, and his jet ski struck the boat. Schneider was wearing a life jacket, was briefly unconscious in the water before he was rescued by others on the river. A third boat took Schneider to a park in Greene. Then an ambulance took him to the hospital in Waverly for treatment. Officials say the jet ski and boat involved in the accident are owned by Brian Cole of Nashua.
And authorities say one man is dead after the motorcycle he was riding collided with a Jeep in eastern Iowa. The crash happened shortly after 7 p.m. Thursday in Davenport. Davenport police say the motorcyclist was riding through an intersection when his cycle struck the side of a Jeep Wrangler that was also traveling through the intersection. The motorcyclist was taken to a local hospital where he was pronounced dead. Authorities say they were not releasing his name until the family has been notified. No one in the Jeep was injured. Police are still investigating that crash. And law enforcement officials in eastern Iowa have identified a 14-year-old boy who was killed when a utility vehicle carrying him and three others crashed on private property. The Scott County Sheriff's Office said the accident happened Tuesday afternoon in rural Princeton. Jacob Milo Fenn of Eldridge was pronounced dead at the scene. Investigators say three others on the S-Sport utility vehicle, or the UTV, I should say, were treated for minor injuries. The investigation into the crash continues. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.